the famous pasuk in Shabbos, Chazoin Haftorah, Yoda Shor Kenehu. Ashar is quite aware of who acquired him, who raised him, who brought him up, who created him. Ashar doesn't have that much intelligence, but he knows who owns him. A donkey doesn't have that intelligence. He doesn't work with his master all day in harmony. He's not as intelligent as the shar, but still he doesn't maybe know the master, but he knows where he gets his food. He recognizes the trough where the food is of his master, so he knows at least where to go for food. He wouldn't recognize it. They switch owners, he wouldn't know. The shar is more intelligent. Shar knows his owner, who raised him, who brought him up. The chamar, he only has the intelligence of a chamar. He knows at least where his food comes from. Yisrael lo yoda, ami lo yisplainon. The Farshim, Rashi, the Gra, and others, Amazber, that this is connected both halves. Kla Yisrael. Who Yisrael, as opposed to Ami, Yisrael means the higher Jews, the Chashiva Jews, the ones that should know much better. They should know. Maybe they knew where their food's coming from. They know it's from Hashem, but they didn't know Hashem. They didn't keep a relationship with their Kadosh Baruch Hu. They knew the truth. They knew that it comes from Him. You can't say they're like the Chamar, but they weren't like a Shar. They didn't have appreciation and a Kesher with their Kadosh Baruch Hu itself. The Targum says, Yisrael loy alif lemida dachalti. They didn't want to grow and learn more Yiras Shamayim. They're like, I'm a good Jew. I know what I'm supposed to do. I have a Muna. I have a Tachin. Why should I go evolve myself and be Mashkiya and Sifri Musar? I have to go learn Chavis Havavis and up my level of Yitachin Baruch Hashem, I believe. So Yisrael lo yada, the higher level Jews. And me, the simple Jews, lo yisbainon. They refuse to even recognize where the food's coming from. Targum says, lo yistako, the mace of lo yirais. They wouldn't even look at the Torah. They had no idea how to connect the Kadosh Baruch Hu, forget about Kadosh Baruch Hu, even realize where it's coming from. They didn't even know the truth. So they're worse than the Shar, and worse than the Chamor. Rashi also brings from a Medrash, Chazal, that says, a Shar and a Chamor do not get rewarded, and do not get a very big punishment. They get a little bit of food, they get a little beating, but there's no big Olam Haba, Gehenim, Gan Eden for them. And still, the Shar and the Chamor, even though they have no big reward to look forward to, you never have a Shar Chamar say, oh, I'm on strike today, I don't want to go work. We have a union meeting, we're not going to be going to work today. They work. In Klai Yisrael, well, the whole world was created for you, the Shar, the Chamar, the whole world was created for you. You're getting Olam Haba, getting Gan Eden, Gehenim. You have the whole system so clear in front of you, still refused to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize the truth. And they didn't, Rashi says, they didn't know. But Ovalay, they didn't even want to know. They weren't interested. It's available. You don't know. You can find out. Open up. Make a phone call. Ask your Rebbe a question. They refused to do that. They didn't want to know anything. Like, I don't know. That is the Pashit amazing shot in this Pashit. Looking more and more when the Pashit is seen more and more in the Gevalik Pashit shot. I'd like to share with you a remez on this pasuk, a beautiful remez, which I saw in a sefer Sifsech HaChomim on the Sefer's Brochus. It's not the same author as Sifsech HaChomim on Rashi al Torah. This is from Avraham Abish Herzl, who wrote a sefer on Brochus and on Megillah and Rosh Hashanah about 150 years ago. He got a stomach from a lot of Gedolim in Europe. Got a stomach from Russell Adler, the one from London, the second Russell Adler, and from other tzaddikim. We got a stomach from the Marcus Lehman, who was a Rav Mainz in Frankfurt. And Marcus Lehman in Mainz, and other Rabbanim. Beautiful Sefer, Ambrochus, Megillah, and Rosh Hashanah. It really explains everything very well. So I was learning with my son, for Deer Shoe, they're doing now the Bachman Main is Man, and you know, didn't start yet, but like it kind of did. So they are learning Kesa Mevarchim. So I opened this up to look something up, and I found a beautiful Vart punk on that Torah. So I'd like to share it with you. The Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara in Brachas, beginning with Kesa Mevarchim, the Gemara asks a Stira. Gemara asks a Kashan. The Chinibar Papa asks a question. There's one Papa that says, the Gani be itoy. The book refers to the grain as my grain. Hashem says it's his grain. There's another pasuk, a very famous pasuk in Kriyat Shema, "V'sapta deganecha." You will gather in your grain. So whose grain is it? Is it Hashem's grain or our grain? So Gemara says, "Lo kashi." Kam is manchi Yisrael oisim sanei shalmakim. Kam is manchi in Yisrael oisim sanei shalmakim. The pasuk "V'sapta deganecha." When is it referred to as our grain? When we do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't do the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says it's my grain. That is the first Gemara. Then the Gemara brings afterwards. The thing is, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel or Shimon Yichai, the Yid was supposed to be going to work, supposed to be learning all day. Name is Machlekes, and the Gemara says, "What's the pshat in the pasuk Vasafta Digonecha?" So Shimon Yichai says, "Vasafta Digonecha is a negative pasuk. It's speaking when you're in Oisim and Sanei Shemakim. If you don't do what Hashem wants, then Vasafta Digonecha, you have to go gather it in. But if you're Oisim and Sanei Shemakim, you do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You're a good Yid, then." He brings a pasuk in Yishayah, but undu zarim, strangers will come. They will get up. The road signs them. They'll take care of your sheep. Uvnei nechar ikarechem echarmechem, and goyim, foreigners will come and they will volunteer take care of your farms and your vineyards. So the mele, so kashim yichai, asap diganecho. You're gathering it in. That's when you're not oisim and sanei shalom. It's a very famous place, Asakasha. And there's a stira. The first Gemara said that Vasap de Ganecha, it's called your Dagon, because you're doing Vatsan Sakadish Baruch. Hashem says here you can have it. You're doing your Vatsan Sakadish Baruch. I'm happy to give you the Dagon. And Rosh Hashim Yichai, the next Gemara says, why are you gathering it in? Why aren't Goyim working for you? How come you're working so hard? You should have Goyim coming to work for you. When Hashem made the world, we had all the behemoths in Gan Eden were working for Adam Arishan. The Gemara says, with favors, Lassad Lavoy, every Yid's gonna be having Nechashim, snakes, that will travel around the world and take care of all his jobs. So why Vasaf the Ganecha? The Gershim Yichai, oh, that's a plastic. Would you not Oisir Ritzanei Shemakim? So it's a stira. The first Gemara, in fact, Taisa says, Vasaf the Ganecha is Oisir Ritzanei Shemakim, and the second plastic, Saf the Ganecha, even if it's not Oisir Ritzanei Shemakim. Mashah adds a kasha to Taisus. How in the world is the Gemara of Itzah to say, we asap the Ganechas, ain oisin ritzanei shomakim, the psukim and kriyash ma'begin, v'hoyim shomar tishmo mitzvayis, is speaking about someone who's listening to Hashem. So, is listening to Hashem. So, of course, it's oisin ritzanei shomakim. So, what's the pshat b'chlal, the Rishim and Yichai entertains it speaking, shalom oisin ritzanei shomakim. So, famous Taisus, again, is the beginning of Ketam Avark, and Namahim and Base. So, Taisus to answer all these kashas. He says, the pasuk in Krishma, Bahayim Shemayim Tishma, was speaking, Oisin Ve'in Oisin. He's a middle guy. He's not the highest Madrega. He's Shemaya. The Umas, the one that's not listening, Bachal. But it's not the highest Madrega. It's someone in the middle. So on one hand, he's Oisin Ve'in, on the other hand, he's not Oisin. So, Bitzad, the Dagon, it's called your Dagon, because you've been good. But, if it would really be the way it's supposed, you wouldn't even have to be Vasaf the Ganefa. So, if someone is Ein Oisin the Gamri, then it's not even called the Goncha. And then Hashem takes it away, and you lose the dogon. If you oisim tzani shemakim abisale, then it becomes yours, that you have to work. It's yours, go work on it. You really, really zoiche, then like Hashem and Yichai says, strangers will come and do the work for you. That mevur in the Gemara, the beginning of Ketze Mevorkim. Says the Sisi Chachamim. There's a very big medrash, in a few places this medrash brings down a story. One of them is in Parshas Emor, in the Parshas Shari Kesef Eiz. Medrash tells a story about Alexander Smoikton. You know, Alexander the Great. He traveled around, and the Gemara in Talmud, and Medrash Rabbah, speaks about different events, different places he went to. So one of the stories that the Medrash tells us, a few places, also Yerushalmi, says that he came to a place, to a Medina named Afriki. Heard of this? Also the Medina, he went to a country, Afari, a different one, the Shmei Afriki, it's called Afriki. Probably interesting people there, Afriki. I know what you're thinking. Anyways, he came over there, and he talked to them, had dialogue with them, and eventually he said he wants to go witness how they run things in court. He wants to see their judicial, wants to examine their judicial system. So he was watching the king of his country, and two fellows came into the king having a big argument. One of them said, I bought an old broken dilapidated building off this other fellow. He sold me this old broken down building. And I was renovating. And I discovered under the building a tremendous treasure. A chest with diamonds and gold. And I did not intend to buy treasure from him. I only wanted to buy the building and the land. The treasure has to go back to him. The other guy said, I sold him the land and the ruins and whatever's there. So he has to take the treasure. So each one was saying the other one to take the treasure. So the king went to one guy. He said, you have a son? Yes. Went to the other fellow. You have a daughter? Yes. He said, that's it. This is my ruling. The king's grand ruling. Your son and daughter will marry each other. And as a gift, you both give the young couple this treasure. And then he looked at Alexander, who was watching the proceedings. He saw Alexander's face was amazed. So he said to him, Amale Malko, Mo'atameo, what are you wondering about? Why are you so amazed? Loi Danti Tavis, I didn't do a good job judging. So Alexander said, Hain, you did a very good job. He said, why are you so sharp? In your country, you wouldn't do the same thing. What would you do in your country? Alexander said, oh, back by us in Greece, what we do is, in the Greek Empire, I would chop off the head of this guy, chop off the head of that one, and confiscate the money and take it for myself. So this king of Africa asks Alexander, he says, tell me something. The Shimsha Danta V'Arachayim, where you live back in Greece, the sun shines. Amalei Hain, he says, yeah. U'mitra Nachas V'Arachayim, does the rain come down in your land? Amalei Hain, yeah, rain. Amalei, he said to him, Dilma is ba'arachayim be'ir dakik. You maybe have little animals, little sheep, goats in your country. You tell me it rains, you tell me the sun shines. I can't believe that. Are there maybe little animals in your country? Amalei, yeah, we have animals. He said, he said, you should know. The reason why you have sun, the reason why you have rain, the reason why you have bracha is only b'schus the behemoth. And the Medrash tells through the Pasuk, Adam u'behema, teshia Hashem. Adam b'schus behema, teshia Hashem. Alexander, your country, you don't deserve rain. You would kill both those people. That's how you run, that's how the country is run. You would just steal away their money. You would confiscate what they found. How do you have rain? How do you have bracha? It must be b'schus the animals. Your animals didn't sin. B'schus that, that's why you have everything. The Medrash finishes and says, Amru Yisrael, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Ka'adam Anachnu, Ka'behema, at least treat, don't look at us like we're an Adam, look at us like we're a behema, Tishayenu, Yisha'onu Nimshachim Acharech Behema, we go after you like a behema after its master. It says, Meshcheni Acharecha Narutza, we go after you, Hashem. As I said, the Medrash. Says, it says, Nachomim, that's the pshat now, in this Gemara. Va'asavta v'gonecha is the middle madrega. Here's the madrega of those that are bechalal not oisim v'tzani shalmakim. The ones that are not oisim v'tzani shalmakim don't deserve anything. It's not their dogon. They have no rights. They shouldn't get any food. They shouldn't get any rain. They shouldn't get any water. They shouldn't get any sun. Everything that they get is only the swasta behemoth. They have no rights on their own. People that are ain't oisim legamri v'tzani shalmakim. The ones that are oisim v'tzani shamakam, they're decent people, they deserve. Shem says, okay, here you can have it. This is your dagon. You deserve to have dagon. As opposed to the first ones, who the dagon wasn't in their schos, they don't deserve the dagon. It's not called their dagon. It's like the behemoth's dagon. It's Hashem's dagon. Hashem says, it's not your dagon, really, but I'll give it to you. So the pasuk, it says, v'kachti the gani. Shem says, it's my dagon. That's the lowest level. Completely not oisim v'tzani shamakam. The middle madragon, they're oisim v'tzani shamakam. They're decent people. They do what they're supposed to do. They follow the laws. Hashem says, it's your dagon. Here it's yours. I'm happy to give it to you with your own merit. It's your own. You deserve it on your own. However, you're not the greatest tzaddik. Go work, go gather it in. And then there's the highest level people. The highest level people are people, says the Sisra Chaman, who are so special in their own acts. They're so spectacular in their Abaydas Hashem that not only do they deserve themselves to get their own food, but in their merit, other people deserve food. So instead of the people deserving food because of the behemoth, the other people are deserving food because of the tzaddikim. So there's the behemoth that's the Shia, the Adam, and then the tzaddikim that's the Shia, the Adam. That's the highest madrega of mamish Eisen and Shayyah Shemachim completely. And then there's Zoichem. The smus, they help others to get food. Hashem helps them that their food and their parnos is run by others. So just to summarize, there's three levels. The lowest level, only get the schus others. They don't really deserve anything. The middle level, get their own stuff inside themselves. And the highest level, there are people who, because of them, other people are reaping benefits. Hashem, Midikinagimita, sends them workers to take care of their fields. That's Melech the Pshat in the Gemara and Brachos. So this is Merum, is an Arapasin in Haftarah. Yoda Shar Kineu. The Shar knows who his master is. He recognizes he's the one that bought me, he's the one that takes care of me. But Chamar Abus Balak, he recognizes this is the trough, this is where I go to find food. And they know that they're eating from the people. However, in the time of Klal Yisrael, they fell to the point where they didn't deserve anything. They were only getting the schus de behemoth. Yisrael lo yada ami lo yispoin, they didn't realize that they were now receiving their food, their rations, the schus de behemoth. They were getting the schus, the shor and the chamar that didn't know. The shor and the chamar never go down and not know Hashem. They know where their master is. So the schus, the shor and chamar that knew and were doing, weren't being bad, they were just being simply animals, the schus them, the yidden in the time of the door of Yeshaya, they were only getting in the schus of the behemoths, like of the name to Shia Hashem. That's a tiny of the apostle. The other Shah Kaneu, Hamoir is Balak. Yisrael, you don't realize who you think you deserve it on your own. You think you deserve everything. You're getting it in their schus. The Rabbi Hashem should help us that we should think, we should be misbinding. Ami lo yisbin, we should start being misbinding. Like the Sils Hasharim says, that if we would give a little bit of attention to our situation, then charata, regret on our bad deeds, would overtake us and we would automatically change. And all the Yetzirah does is stop us from giving us a moment to think. He keeps us busy all time. If there would only be a situation where maybe we could be like in a room by ourselves for a few days without going out, then we'll be able to think, well, maybe before Mashiach comes, Hashem will give us like an opportunity to be by ourselves somewhere, all alone, where we could think, because then our actions will change. And we'll be zeicher to the geula. We'll be zeicher. Tisha B'Av will be a yomtiv. And heirav yameinu, amen. The Shabbos.